Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Can't be measured. Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beaumar Shaw. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we've been bringing them to you here on the C2P platform for over a decade. And today we're going to be joined with another New Mexico State Aggie. And we were just talking about our guest prior to the show. He said it might not have been the season the team planned to have, but nonetheless, it was a very, very talented crew, especially on the defensive side of the football. But with that said, the 2017 Nova Home Loans defensive MVP, attacking machine, very versatile young man. It's none other than their linebacker, Leon McQuaker. Leon, welcome to the program. An exciting career at New Mexico State. Can you believe you're about three days away from your March 12th pro day and kind of getting this NFL thing underway?
Oh, yes, sir. It's hard to believe. You know, I'm just taking it all in. Everything's moving pretty fast.
Now, you look like a linebacker. Watching your highlights and the tape that I've been able to pick up, I mean, you really fly around the ball. You bring a lot of power at the point of intact. I think you're a fun kid to watch. I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you have that defensive mindset way back when, or were you more, you know, tainted to that offensive side?
I've always been a hitter for some reason. I just, you know, a physical player. I play with a lot of emotion, so it just carries over.
So growing up, I guess, how did you find yourself starting to move into that defensive role? I'm sure you probably played both sides of the ball through, you know, middle school,
yes,
high school.
Mm-hmm.
When did you kind of start to trend that way?
I just kind of always had a thing for hitting people for some reason. You know, they used to tell me, when I was in school, you know, like I used to get in trouble a little bit. Then they put me on the football field. They like, you can hit people out here and you can't get in trouble for it. You know, so that was kind of my thing, man. So, you know, I was always a big hitter and, you know, like to make plays, and it drives me, so.
Well, definitely. Well, it's driven you this far. And it's kind of funny. We start talking about, you know, I was most impressed by just how, you know, you really get after it. And then you say, you know, twice already you've said, you know, growing up that you just, you know, you still do, how much you love the hit. You arrive at New Mexico State. I mean, how long did it kind of give, I guess, when was the first real, you know, thought process where you're going to have a shot to possibly play on Sunday? I mean, you could arrive in college and things don't go your way, but when did you really get that sense that what you're doing on Saturdays can get you an opportunity to play on Sunday?
I always really felt that I have the ability to play on Sundays, you know. So I just always try to just make the best of my opportunities. I would say the point I really felt was, once I finally did get my time, I sat and waited. And once I got my time and I, you know, showed what I could do and, you know, I was playing at a high level after my junior season, you know, once I got in and got them last couple games under my belt, I felt pretty good about it rolling into my senior year that I would have a chance, you know, to play the next level.
Nice. Now, was it your bio that I was reading where I think the 2017 season was what, like, the, I don't know, like the,
yes,
I don't
sir.
Know, 40,
yes, sir,
30,
right.
60 or 40 tackles came in the last four games or something crazy like that?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was playing behind a senior, Dalton Harrison. He was a great kid. I mean, he was a leader, so I had to respect it, and he was putting up numbers, and, you know, so I was just waiting on my time. I stayed patient, you know, stayed grinding, And, yeah, late in the season, some players got had to sit out with a targeting penalty, so they shuffled around the lineup a little bit, and I finally got my little time to get in, and, yeah, I feel I made the most of it. I think I ended with, like, yeah, I think, like, 10 of those were just special teams, like, throughout the year, and I was averaging, like, probably I had 12 first game, 11 second game, 13 the bowl game. I had like 3 sacks total. Yeah, like 5 tackles for loss. It was, yeah, it was big. Those last 2 games, you know.
And you added that MVP performance, right? So that was accumulated into that. So not only did you get in and make the most of it, you actually walked away with an MVP trophy.
Yes, yes, and that was just so big for me, man. Just, you know, like being a firm believer, you know, in my religion and God, that, you know, is always a way. And by me not playing, and I was down for a while, I'm like, wow, like, how am I not playing? You know, like, I put so much in, and, you know, for everything to end up working out and just playing like that, and I end up walking away, you know, like, I end up walking away with the MVP. Like, it was, yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, Leon, they, you know, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. So that patience obviously worked out for you. Once again, Leon McQuaker, he stand out. New Mexico State Aggies linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know out there in the listening audience know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety and you'd like to listen to them again or download them at your leisure, they're at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. And if you go to collegeofpro.com under our 2019 linebackers, you can check out Leon's player profile, and we'll also be adding up his draft notes. We always like to have these guys come on, and then we finalize it and make it look pretty. But you can still check out everything to that right now. So, I mean, we ask this of all the guys that come on the show, Leon. I mean, if we threw you in that film room, you're with these NFL scouts, what are they going to love about you? What do you think those hallmarks of your game that they're going to be most intrigued in and want to see more of?
I would say just the speed and versatility that I bring to the game, you know, the physical aspect that I bring. Like, you know, I feel like I'm a very well-rounded player. Yeah, that could definitely be expandable at the next level.
Awesome. How about this one? We just do this because we know we pass this off to our NFL and CFL buddies out there. And if they want to listen in, they can. What goes unnoticed? If they can't see film or watch any tape, I mean, what are some of the qualities off the field that they should know about? Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe the system the Aggies ran defensively didn't allow you to showcase certain things. Maybe you're a great, you know, pass rusher. Maybe you're great in coverage. What are some of the things that we can't see on tape that you know you're capable of, or some of the, just the characteristics off the field we should know about?
It was a few things. I mean, my senior season, I didn't really blitz a lot. We ran a lot more zone, you know, and I feel like I'm – you know, I'm very good at rushing the passer. Like I said, my little opportunity I got in my junior year, I was very productive with rushing the passer. And they kind of toned it down my senior year. We was running a little zone. And definitely in man coverage, I feel very great in coverage. Like, you know, I want to be one of those versatile players that you can put out on a slot receiver, you know, and lock down. Like, I thrive on that.
Now, and this one, I've seen so many variables on the internet, and I'm intrigued because what is your height and size? Because I've seen you at 225, I've seen you as low as 208. What is your height and weight?
Yeah, it's been around. I'm right at 6'2", 220. I usually stay around 215 to 220. I've been, you know, just trimming up for pro day, you know, trying to make sure everything is right. But, yeah, I plan to weigh in pro day right around 220.
Awesome. So and what's it like? I mean, we talked about your teammate, Ron LaForce, when he came on. What's it like just kind of, you know, you're not so much focused on the playbook. Now you're just focused on, you know, the 3-cone or the 20-yard shuttle. What's it like having that mind change of just performing well in specific, you know, drills?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a difference, you know, because it's on you now. Like, everything is on you. You know, it's not necessarily a team thing, you know. So I feel great about it, you know. Like, it's an individual effort. So, yeah, and me as an individual, I would bet on myself 10 out of 10, you know.
Hey, you got to have that confidence, man, because Like I said, when the cards are down, you, like I said, some guy, you know, but it only takes one. You know that. Have you heard anything from the next level? I mean, had you have any contact throughout the season? Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But, I mean, in terms of those guys with the NFL, why?
Yeah, I mean, well, my I think our strength coach, you know, they usually all the scouts go through strength coach. I know I've had a few looks, you know, after a few big games and stuff. I haven't really spoken with any two personally, but I'm sure after this pro day, you know, they'll be in contact.
Yeah, definitely, man. And again, I mean, that's just part of the process. Sometimes you hear about it, and you have heard about it. You said the strength coach come in, and you know they're asking about
they
you. Does that put a little pep in the step? Just knowing that they're taking notice.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think I'm trying to think. I don't want to say the wrong team. Yeah, he told me one time the scout was just like, they just wanted me to let you know they're watching, you know, and that just definitely gave me a boost. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely gave me a boost to try to go out. Hey, man,
you know,
I mean, it does.
You know.
It shows that all that hard work, they are taking notes. And trust me, I mean, they got notes. It's just amazing how much information they can gather, even from the most school that you've never heard of, a D3, you know, thing. They could probably throw out 4 hours of notes on the guy. You're like, I don't know how you do it. Do you get comparisons? And in the way you play, I'm excited to hear if you are going to say somebody back, just so our audience can kind of maybe get an idea. I mean, because I love the speed, and again, I love the hitting. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody at that National Football League level that, you know, your buddies or teammates say, hey, you know, this is the guy that reminds us of you when we're watching?
I've had a few. One of my guys said I look like Deion Jones at the Falcons. You know, we're around the same deal, same size. You know, fast player, versatile. Yeah,
yeah,
there's a few more.
That.
I can really.
He's a productive guy
team,
too.
You know, so.
So you're originally from the area?
Yes, sir. I'm from Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, wonderful. So you're right in your backyard at Dash Sports getting your thing on. So you got a nice close to home. That got to be relaxed, Joe. Awesome stuff. Once again, Leon McQuaigherty, standout linebacker from the Aggies of New Mexico State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. I hope you guys are having as much fun as we are as we break things down with this young man on his path towards that next level, March 12th Pro Day. Now, I don't want to get you in trouble, but the first thing I thought of when I heard the 12th, because – in between things, my wife was texting me saying we have a St. Patrick's Day party next Saturday. So at least you could go have a beer. Just saying, you could at least relax next weekend a little bit, at least for a couple hours. Is that in the back of your mind that at least you could, you know, I guess after the pro day, I guess you could just at least exhale a little bit.
I haven't really thought on it any, to be honest. Like, all my focus has been on pro day. You know what I'm saying? I got to go get it because it's all one day. Like, you've been putting in all this work for so long just to perform this one day. So, you know, my mind's been set on just, you know, doing the best I could do and leaving out there. And then after that, you know, I might take a little breather just to relax for a second. You know, not too long, but, you know, take a little breather and gather myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was like, I mean, the March 12th, I mean, I thought because it was simultaneous when March 12th came. And you said that, and I thought that. And then I was just thinking, like, if I was in your shoes or any player's shoes, I'd want my pro to be early. When I hear guys like, you know, March 29th or, you know, sometimes or April 2nd or something,
later.
I'm like, man, you want to wait that long for your pro day? I'm like, ugh. Like, I don't know.
Like,
it is
tough, yeah.
Yeah, you want to get it. I mean, I know I'd be anxious. I mean, Ron said that earlier on the program. I mean, he said after the show he'd hang up and do his pro day. So, I mean.
Yeah, go and get out the way, man, because it's nerve-wracking just waiting and just trying to be there, stay ready, and see. So
awesome. Well, Ron, Leon, we never like to leave you guys without having a couple off-the-wall questions. You probably throughout this whole show is filled with off-the-wall questions. But we call it three and out with some lighthearted stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Sure.
All right. Now, did you have a nickname playing for the Aggies?
I do. Everyone calls me Quake.
Quake. That's a nice nickname. Very cool. And fair enough with the last name. How about this one? Is there anything you're bad at? I mean, are you a terrible cook? Maybe a lousy singer? I mean, is there anything you're just not good at?
I can't really dance too good. it's crazy because they like, if you can play football, you should be able to dance. But, you know, like, I just I lose the rhythm a little bit.
Oh, excellent. And then the final one, I do think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join Leon McQuaker?
Oh, wow. That's a broad question. If I could pick out anyone right now.
Your show. Pick anybody you want.
Anybody you want. I'll go sit down with Rihanna.
There you go. Man, she is. Rihanna, well, we've been doing the show a long time, but that's been a lot. I mean, the last 5 years, I think Beyonce's won 5 of the last 6, and the only time she's lost is Rihanna won that one time. But this year, all the guys coming on the show, everybody's like, Rihanna's just cleaning house, and Beyonce's almost not. Like, I think Beyonce's like 4th. I mean, an epic failure season by Beyonce in our draft question. But Rihanna is just, I mean, by this point, like I said, I mean, our next 100 shows are going to have to be like 75% Beyonce for her to get back into it.
For
Beyonce
her to get it back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Rihanna season, man. And like I said, back in the day, we had a lot of Alicia
Keys.
Yeah. I know them all. Sometimes I get some off the walls. I don't want to keep you on here, but some of the funny ones is, when the guy will say Oprah Winfrey, I always think, is it the David Chappelle Oprah Winfrey or actually Oprah Winfrey they want to do? So, Leon, man, you've been fantastic. Best of luck to you. Stay blessed. Stay blessed on the 12th and after as well. We appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Leon McQuaker. He's standout Aggies linebacker. And, folks, I'm telling you, that dated highlights that I watched from his stuff. He is, you know, sometimes you watch highlights, you're bored. You watch his highlights, you're going to come away wanting to go hit something yourself. I mean, this kid brings it, and he brings it every play. High-energy guy, fast and physical, and he mentioned it on the show. He is a well-rounded linebacker. I think you can see that in. He talked about, and this is why I love having these guys on, he talked about the change from the junior year to the senior year, where they played a lot more zone, and I believe his senior year, he was allowed to rush the passer a little bit more in that junior season. 3 sacks in that short stretch at the end of last year in the 2017 season. And that's why I like bringing these guys on, because you just look at a stat page or you might read one piece, but you really don't know the intangibles and all the ingredients that went into making the season what it was. And, man, was he great. And, again, we obviously hope him the best on the 12th. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.